Do you remember me? It's Rachel. I know that I have had a very long pause on a Rational Take with Rachel Pishtek. It has been over a year, I think, since I made a new episode. I can't really remember, but I have been busy with some stuff, as we all have been, and I put this in the back burner, even though it's something that I really, really enjoy. And I thought, what a better time than now to get back into podcasting. I think a lot of people need content right now, first of all, and I think that people need some good stuff. I am only going to talk about COVID-19 one time, unless there are some major developments that happen, but I am probably going to speak for everybody and say, I'm sad, I'm miserable, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm bored, I'm nervous, mostly about the economy. I mean, I'm such a millennial that I bring the economy into it before I even bring in human lives. I'm obviously very scared and sad about all of the people perishing right now, or who have perished from this terrible disease. But yeah, this is just the worst, and I'm sick of watching the news, I'm sick of reading the news, I'm sick of all the press conferences, I'm sick of people getting sick, I'm sick of worrying about my friends and family all day, every single day. But luckily, everyone and I know in my personal life has been able to successfully social distance while maintaining their jobs and hobbies and everything. I know for myself, I am a Christian and I rely a lot on my church community, and most of my best friends are people that I met through working and attending Red Willow Bible Camp, which is where I worked for many years and attended as a camper starting from the second grade. And if I didn't have them and I didn't have my faith to lean on, I would really be struggling even more. But hopefully the social distancing is working out for all of us, and hopefully all of our friends and family are safe. I have a lot of family that live in Seattle that I am very worried about, and hope that they are doing well. I'm obviously also worried about my parents and aunts and uncles, cousins, all those people, but most of them live within the immediate area for me. So, sorry, I just had to take a drink. I am not sick. I think we all, those of us who are still working right now, a lot of our lives are consumed by Zoom conferencing. And so I'm in a lot of additional communication, which I think is great for our coworkers and for ourselves. But that means that my voice gets tired earlier in the day. I have a daily standing meeting at 10 a.m. with my entire department. So I've been talking a lot today already since 9 a.m. and it's currently 11:30. Anyway, I don't want this podcast to turn into, I started this up again because of COVID-19. Granted, I did, but I don't want it to turn into constant COVID-19 stuff, because it's just like the worst. I don't even know how else to phrase it. It's just the worst. I'm such an empath, and I'm becoming so exhausted from being so sad all the time, I think, as a lot of people are, and it's really bratty of me to continue to say, I'm so sad, I'm so crabby, I'm so upset about this, when it hasn't come into my personal bubble at all, and people are truly, truly, truly hurting right now, and I can't begin to even say if you are one of those people whose family or you yourself are being affected by this terrible disease, I am so sorry, and you are in my thoughts. I'd be happy to do anything for you, honestly, at this point. And all we can do is come together and understand that we're all in the same boat, and it's going to be a day by day, week by week. I can't tell you how much I've said that, because my work really depends on events, and so we're trying to plan for the future, and they all happen to land in the spring and summer. So we are all trying to work together to put those things online and get those juices moving online and get the dollars and cents to go towards a world without ALS. But for right now, let's try and get towards a world without COVID-19 as well. So with that, I wanted to kind of just share, sorry, I'm clearing my throat so much in this. I wanted to share week by week or day by day. I don't know how often I'm going to make episodes. I'm not going to make any promises for right now, but I wanted to share some things that just make me laugh and feel good. So I made my top 10 list, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit and share about them a little bit, because they just make me feel better about life and they help me forget everything that is sad going on. This fall, I was really going through some emotional, fall and winter, I'll be real with you, I was going through some like really emotional stuff, coming to terms with my own personal anxiety, and in about November-ish, my grandma, who I think I've talked about on the podcast before, who was 90, turned 96 in December, in about November, she really started to take like a turn for the worse, and she eventually passed away at the beginning of January. So 2020 has been crappy for me. No, there have been a lot of really wonderful things and a lot of really great things that have happened in 2022, but in terms of mental health stuff and like in terms of the world and family, it's been challenging. I, as a result, have I think gotten a lot closer to some people in my family. Going through the loss of my grandma, she was just one of the best people who lived on this whole earth, and I miss her every day, and I loved her a lot, as many people. But I think a lot of people who have lost grandparents or people who are now categorized in that vulnerable population for COVID-19 have kind of like a sigh of relief right now, because their loved one cannot get it, and that would have been horrible. Especially if she lived in a nursing home, and if she would have gotten it, then it would have been terrible. Or even if she was in the nursing home and didn't get it, she would have been stuck in her room all the time. And as we all know at this point, in terms of being stuck and where we are, it is the worst. And it's going to make a lot of us rethink what isolation means for us and our loved ones and for seniors and for kids and every population. So I just really hope that we come out of this much more compassionate and caring. But okay, see, I'm going on this tangent again. This is supposed to be about stuff that makes me laugh. I started a note in my phone. I have so many notes in my phone. Like, I'm also going through this like weight loss journey right now. Since May, I have, not to brag, but I'm very proud of myself. Since May, I've lost 30 pounds, and this is the first time I've ever really gone about this in a healthy and sustainable way. So I really am keeping track of how like my measurements and my current weight and my goal weight, like where I'm at, how I'm fasting, how I'm eating, all that type of stuff. I rely on notes a lot for that, but the reason I brought up last fall and everything and why I'm having issues, I guess you could say, I'm not having issues, but I'm coming to terms with things that are out of my control. So I created a note in my phone of just a list of things that make me laugh. Some of them I can't really share because they're like personal. If we talk one-on-one in the near future or future at all, I will share those with you, but I'm not going to share them on the podcast. But there are just some things that really make me laugh, and so I created a list to share that other people could take away from. So the first one of the top 10 things that make me laugh is VCR Party Live, which is a live show on YouTube hosted by the guys from Found Footage Festival. If you don't know what Found Footage Festival is, it is the best thing. So they are a couple of guys that are originally from Wisconsin who now live in New York City, and they used to write for David Letterman, and they've done like College Humor. Like, they're just a couple of guys in their mid-30s, early 40s that are hilarious. And what they do is they travel all across the country and they find footage, like VCR tapes from people. And they play them every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And they showcase like all this hilarious footage they found. Each night is usually a theme. Like, there was exercise tapes one time. There was family. There's been family videos. There's been old school commercials. Like, it is so fun. And they also have this one tape that they show a little clip from every time called Bunion Surgery. You'll have to watch in order to find out more about that. But they are just the funniest guys, and they have the best commentary and show the best things. And another like gem about them is that I saw them live in college at Concordia. They were touring, like doing Midwest college tour, and I saw them live and I just fell in love with their content and like their humor. And so I've been following them ever since. And so it's been like 6 years that I've been following these two. But because of that, they do a lot of Midwest stuff. They have a lot of golden content from our area. Like, they showed a commercial for the Columbia Mall at one point, which was hilarious because that's the mall I grew up going to. And I think if you're listening to this and you've gone to the Columbia Mall in the last 2 years, you're just like, RIP, dude. Like, the Columbia Mall, you poor thing. Like, it's just an unfortunate place at this point. But anyway, they have like they've shown Columbia Mall commercials. They've shown like all this footage. One of their like plugs, I guess, for content, you could say, is somebody who currently, it's like a mystery, works for WDAY and has hooked them up with some hilarious stuff from WDAY. At all of their news swoopers and everything. Or I don't know if they currently work there or they left. But it's like a secret who this person is. I've been trying to figure it out. But they hook them up with like some golden footage from WDAY and local areas and everything. So I highly recommend checking that out. It's hilarious. So that's number 10. Number 9 is the show that is currently on air called Superstore. It's on NBC. It's part of the Thursday night lineup. All of the seasons so far are on Hulu. Otherwise, there are other methods of watching it that you can figure out on your own. It's not on Netflix or anything, but I'm sure you can buy it like on Apple TV and all those other places, streaming places. But it's currently on air right now, and it is so slept on and so funny. Every episode, I laugh out loud. Imagine, if you haven't watched it, it's like The Office, multi-cam show, like The Office or Parks and Recreation, some of the same creators. I don't think Mike Schur is involved, but he's a genius. But it's a multi-cam show, and it's like Parks and Rec or The Office, but it takes place in a big box store, like Walmart, Target, whatever. And it just follows the lives of all of these obscure people. Like, there's this assistant manager named Dina, who is like the child of Ron Swanson and Dwight Schrute, and a manager named Glenn, who is like the child of Angela Martin and Michael Scott, I would say. They're all these just like amazing characters, but my favorite character is this girl named Justine, who she's not super like active in every piece of dialogue of the show and like the whole story moving forward, but everything she says is hilarious. I wish I had some of her lines to like relay to you guys, but she's so funny. I just love her so much. So watch Superstore, look out for Justine. Everything she says is fantastic. She's just this like sassy, awkward, wonderful girl. Okay, number 8, news bloopers. Whenever I am sad, I try and watch news bloopers because they make me actually laugh out loud most of the time. And when I was in college, I discovered this specific YouTube channel called News Be Funny, and they post a monthly, like, best of the month across the country and world of, like, the best news bloopers. So, literally every month, they'll have, like, an April reel, June, whatever, reel of, like, the best news bloopers. Specifically in the news bloopers, I've noticed over my many years of being a news blooper connoisseur, BBC is a hot mess. Like, Lester Holt could never. BBC is such a mess. Like, they always have some sort of camera issue. Like, most of the time, like, producers aren't letting them know. And not to, like, hate on England or anything. I love England. I love the United Kingdom. Studied abroad there. Had a blast. But part of my study abroad program was actually going to class and going to school. And, like, I wasn't at Cambridge or Oxford or anything, but I just think that the education system in the UK is very different and very relaxed, and maybe that is why other countries are more intelligent on paper than the United States, but it was just weird. But what I'm trying to say is they have so many screw-ups, and it's hilarious because I can't ever imagine the screw-ups that they have flying in the United States. So, News Be Funny on YouTube. If you want to get more specific, look up BBC only. It's just a mess. Okay, number 7, DCOMs. For those of you that don't know what that means, Disney Channel Original Movies. Thank you, Disney Plus, for existing and giving back these fever dream of movies into our lives again. I grew up in the late 90s into the early 2000s, which are my formative years. And during that time, it was like the golden era of Disney Channel original movies. They were so weird. They were so bizarre. And before Disney Plus, it was like, I would try and talk about them to people or like my friends. And I would say, do you kind of remember this movie with Paul Walker in it where he and some other guy were park rangers in Yellowstone and they ate worms and they were surfers? And people would look at me like, pretty sure that was just a dream or something that didn't happen, but it happened. It's called Meet the Deedles, and it's weird, and it's on Disney Plus. So I encourage all of you, especially 90s, 2000s kids who grew up watching these, like Smart House, Luck of the Irish. I recently watched Luck of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and man, is that a wild ride. It definitely does not hold up as much as we thought it did. What else? Color of Friendship, that one was like a more serious one about racial issues, but they have some ones that hit, like, there's one that's like about autism. Like, they have some meaningful ones, but a lot of goofy ones that we look back on and we're like, what were we thinking when we were wearing those clothes? Why did we think this was a good movie? So those things actually make me laugh out loud. Encourage you to watch them. Number six is the Snapchat map. If you have Snapchat, you should know by now that if you like swipe your finger down, like when you're in the camera about to take a picture, you're taken to the map, this map of the whole world. And if you're looking at the map, there's like different blue, red, black, different dots in certain geographical areas. And I discovered this when it first happened, but I didn't really start looking at the content that was being uploaded to the map until about a year ago. And I have since completely like spammed my friends Michael and Courtney with kind of the outrageous stuff that's posted, because some people, I don't think that they realize that they are uploading this to a place where literally anyone in the world with Snapchat can see. There's a lot of weird stuff on there that is hilarious. Some hot spots for some really obscure content are definitely in Fargo. It's pretty tame, especially right now. It's a lot of like junior high and high school kids like being bored because they're stuck at home. But a really weird, obscure place to look at the Snapchat map is Williston. I think we all realize, and I can say this because I was born there, I think we all know that Williston is like a really weird place in the state of North Dakota. It is just, and I'm not, this is probably polarizing and problematic, but like, I just don't really think that any, like, Western North Dakota exists sometimes, because it is so different than Eastern. I've lived in Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, my whole life. Like, college right on the, in Moorhead. So that, I don't know. College in Moorhead, other than that, Northwest, Northeastern North Dakota, and now Fargo for the last almost 10 years. So I just am, like, mind blown about some of the things that happen in Western North Dakota, because it just does not click with me. I know in South Dakota they have, like, their East River, West River, and it's even more severe than our East and Western sides of North Dakota. So it's just really educational to see what the world is like out there. So I highly recommend clicking on those dots on your Snapchat map, because it's weird. Please look at Williston specifically. Number five is Snip Snorp. This is a little bit of a longer story. So Snip Snorp is when my best friend Erin Mueller, when we were in college, she was set to go from a slidey flippy phone that we all used to have. Like, when I was in college, we were all transitioning from like a slide up or like a open up, like Envy Touch, or I can't remember what my phone was called, but it was like a slidey uppy fun thing with a touch screen, and I really loved that phone. We were all transitioning for those type of phones with full keyboards into smartphones. And Erin transitioned from her, like, Envy Touch or whatever into a formerly no longer in production Windows phone, because her brother is very passionate about Microsoft, and very, I'll just leave it at that. He was very passionate about Microsoft at the time, and there weren't a lot of contenders for the iPhone at the time. I think there were baby Galaxies, but they weren't the same technology that we have now by any means. So Erin got this Windows phone, and it was purple, and it was fine, and it was okay. But the best thing about this phone is that it had all the right apps, but they were just a little bit different. And nobody probably thinks this is funny, but it's just so funny to me. But all of the apps were, like, not the right app. Like, Facebook was like Fleep Floop, and like Google was like Gorkle, and like everything was just a little bit different. Like, if you remember the shows like iCarly and Drake and Josh, how they had like the pair phone and they would like talk about their social media, and it was all like, we kind of got what they were talking about, but it wasn't like, I'm sorry, I can't even talk about it without laughing, because it just doesn't even seem real. But on those shows, like, they had these social medias that just were not right. Like, they were just off brands of the actual ones. But the best thing that Erin had on her, the best thing that Erin had on her, smartphone was Snapchat, but it wasn't Snapchat. It was called like Snip Snorp or something, and it was just like, it would give her notifications like 4 days later. Like, we'd all try to Snapchat her, and we'd get a picture back from her, and it was like this pixelated, dark, not normal photo. And it was literally called like Snip Snorp or something weird. But yeah, I miss that Windows phone. It was such a piece of junk. Like, I'm sorry, Erin. It was just the worst. But it does bring me joy to talk about all of the time. Yeah, so that's that. You can't really view that or anything, but if you could probably find some footage of Windows phones being crappy somewhere. Number four. 30 Rock, one of my favorite shows of all time. Hilarious. Every time I watch an episode, I find new things. And that show ended so long ago, like, I don't know, like 2013, maybe, around the same time as The Office. But every time I watch it, I find something new that's just hilarious. So, yeah, I highly encourage watching that. It is on Amazon Prime, and it is on Hulu. It's available in those two places to stream. But the best part of 30 Rock for me, for a period of time, was DeFuan, who we know as his actor name, the actual guy, is Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, among other things. He's a very talented stage actor as well, and he is just the funniest dude. His character DeFuan is just like this. I'll start. Okay, so on the show 30 Rock, Tracy Morgan, who plays Tracy Jordan, he's a famous comedian. They're on a show set up kind of like SNL, but it's like really terrible and like failing, and like the cast that they have is just, other than Tracy, is just like an absolute joke. They're horrible actors. And the writers are all very mediocre, except for Liz Lemon, the queen, who's played by Tina Fey. But, so, Tracy Jordan is married to this woman. I can't remember her name, what her character's name is, but it's Sherry Shepherd. He's married to Sherry Shepherd, and she gets a reality show based on The Real Housewives called Queen of Jordan. One of the characters is her hairdresser, DeFuan, who is this amazing, flamboyantly gay character that's just absolutely ridiculous, and there's, like, wine throwing, and, like, just, it's just so funny. And, Titus's character, DeFuan, is just so determined that, Alec Baldwin in the show, Jack Donaghy, is a homosexual, and he just like goes above and beyond to just try and prove it, and just says the most ridiculous stuff. So please watch it. It is so funny. There are clips, like there's YouTube compilations of just DeFuan, DeFuan. It's hilarious. I just think it's such a good show and such a good part of the show, and it can make anybody laugh like without context because it's so ridiculous. Number three is, and I do not mean any offense to this whatsoever to anybody who's listening to this podcast, but there was a time where there's a very specific set of BuzzFeed lists or Reddit threads called Old People on Facebook. So funny. I don't mean it in terms of like making fun of what old people post. It's like people who are older, who are just getting Facebook and not really realizing how to use it yet. Like lots of statuses that are like all caps saying like, Alexa, upload photos to Facebook, or like people writing on the timelines of businesses, like asking them like Walmart, like just general Walmart, where's the corn in your store, or things like that. Or there's a really great exchange between someone and Dollar Tree, and it ends up with Dollar Tree responding and saying like, oh, I'm sorry to hear about your friend Susan, I hope that she does okay, and the original poster comments back, too late, she's gone. Maybe I'm a weirdo for thinking that's hilarious, but those lists, Aaron Mueller used to read them out loud to me in college, and I would be in stitches on the floor, tears streaming down my face, laughing. So they're very funny things to look at. Number two, TikTok. If you're not on it yet, get on it. I used to hate on it a lot and think it was weird back when it was like Musical.ly and back before it was like whatever it is. I would say if you're under the age of 40 or you're just really cool, get on it. If you're above the age of 40 and you're not really, and you already have a bunch of social media and you have it perfectly curated for what you would like, I'm specifically talking to my mother right now, you don't need TikTok. But everybody else, get TikTok. One of my TikToks really like took off that I posted, and I don't know how to handle it. It has like over 20,000 likes. It was just supposed to be something that I was gonna show my church kids, and it turned into like being low-key viral, and I have almost 500 followers, which is a lot of pressure for me as a 27-year-old woman, because I don't know how to be cool and I don't want to do any provocative dances. So, but there's a lot of, it has TikTok, with more people joining and especially more millennials joining, has like big Vine energy right now, and if you miss Vine like I do, you'll enjoy it and you should hop on. Okay, number one, I originally had it as something else, but I'm changing it off the cuff. Number one is Billy on the Street. Billy on the Street on Netflix. If you know who Billy Eichner is, you're already watching it, because once you find out who Billy Eichner is and you like his humor, you're in love with him, you're obsessed with him. Billy on the Street is like the best show ever created. It is just like, it's him running down the street, literally, of New York City, bombarding people with pop culture questions and explaining to them very quickly why he's right and they're wrong. It's just the best. It's just the best show ever. It's hilarious. There's lots of yelling. There's running. There's celebrity guests. There's chaos. There's his friend Elena, who's like this older woman who's just classic and iconic. Just give it a watch. It's on Netflix, Billy on the Street. There are also clips on YouTube of it because it started out as a web show for, what was it? Called Humor, I think. Yeah, it's great. So watch it. So yeah.